Being an expert on general automotive knowledge, what would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four-barrel carburetor?
It is a trick question.
Watch this.
Because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Get ready for another hour of Drive Radio, brought to you by Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. Got a question for the experts? Then give them a call, 303-477-5600. Now it's time to pop the hood and get our hands dirty. Drive Radio on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Drive Radio, KLZ 560, Alan Stack, Stack Optical. We appreciate Alan coming in and joining us today. His number, 303-321-1578. Roy and Dietz are both from ProTech Auto Shield with us. They're over in Wheat Ridge, and we're talking a lot about vision and window tint. We kind of got off on that because of, A, Alan being here, plus it just sort of carries into a lot of you listening in the new vehicles that are out and the new lights that are out. And, you know, we were talking during the break, are there ways to even take your existing headlights and try to tone things down? Legally, probably not, but that doesn't mean there aren't things out there that couldn't potentially work. That's one of those where you got to have that discussion, you know, on your own to determine what you want to do with your own vehicle. And I think some of that would come down to how many times has somebody flashed their lights at you where you kind of know that maybe, you know, maybe your lights, you know, seem to be a little bit bright to the oncoming cars. Now, I also will say this. For those of you driving trucks, I see this all the time. If you lift your truck even an inch, your headlights need adjusted. There's a lot of vehicles that run around, I feel, that just have misadjusted headlights because people do different things. Put a larger tire on, change the back end height, change the front end height, and they forget that that headlamp alignment is such a big deal, and yet that never gets done. It sort of gets forgotten, and yeah, when they're bright to begin with, and then you lift the truck, and it's now even brighter because it's not adjusted correctly, that even becomes a bigger deal. So yeah, if you're somebody that does some of that aftermarket work and you're on that side, please let your customers know you need to be making some adjustments on that. On the same token, if you're somebody that's had that done to your vehicle, make sure you're asking, have my headlights been readjusted? And if not, it's not that typically not that hard to do, although some vehicles make it harder than others. All right, question of the week, or question of the day, I should say, for this week. Favorite songs about cars? Let us know what that is. A couple of you texted in, by the way. Highway Star by Deep Purple. 409, yep, that's a good one, by Beach Boys. I can't remember if it was Beach Boys or Jan and Dean, somebody said. And then Fuel by Metallica. Then we've had a few other phone calls as well. So what is your favorite car song, or song about cars, either way? 303-477-5600. Had several text messages come in, by the way, which we appreciate very much. Okay, so, Roy, Dietze, people are now getting kind of their classic car hot rods out and so on. Maybe they've had a car cover on them. Maybe they haven't. Reality is they're getting them out for the summer. They're getting them cleaned up and so on. Walk us through what people should be doing, you know, kind of on a step-by-step basis when they're rolling that car out for the first time after sitting all winter long.
It depends.
Yeah, and I know it does on
a lot of things. Some of my customers that have been coming in lately with the hot rods, especially like show cars and stuff,
right,
they've been bringing them in to do the ceramic coating.
Because it makes everything way easier, yes, this time of year.
Yes.
Trust me, that I can attest to as well.
Yes, the ceramic coating has been really big.
And really quick, explain why, if you've had your car previously ceramic coated, now you're taking it out, you know, you're taking the cover off or whatever, and you're getting ready for summer, why does it make things so much easier? I mean, I've had it done by you guys, so I can kind of give a testimonial, but explain, why does it make things easier?
So the ceramic coating is a kind of like a cover that you put on your car, like a screen protector.
Like another
for
extra
your car.
Clear coat, basically, right?
Yes.
That's much harder than the previous,
yes,
clear coat.
It's a lot harder, and it's hydrophobic,
okay,
and it's very, very sleek. So anything that gets on the ceramic coating, it just slides right off.
Yep. You can literally, folks, and I'm not exaggerating, you could go to my house and I've got cars that are ceramic coated, cars that are not. I don't even have to tell you which ones are and are not. All you have to do is feel the paint and you will know which ones are and which ones are not by that. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
just feel it.
If you ask me, I don't recommend car covers.
Okay, because?
Because they put scratches, on, little scratches on your car and on the paint and everything. Now, if you do it, which is totally fine, if you do it, I mean, if you have ceramic coating on the car already, you can polish those micro scratches really easy with the ceramic coating.
Okay.
So we just had a customer the other day, Land Rover Black. We put a ceramic coating on it about a year ago, and then it had some micro scratches. So it came for a maintenance. And I'm telling you, I mean, we did a one-step paint correction, and it came out really nice and shiny.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't really hard to polish the scratches off of the vehicle because of the ceramic coating.
Right.
So the what I'm saying is the scratches, they were on the coating, not on the
not on
the paint itself.
Exactly. And I'm assuming that you don't like the car cover end of it because of what you just said, the potential scratches and things,
yeah.
And micro scratches mm-hmm. it could put in. I will tell you though, guys, that depending upon your shop and your garage and so on, I still work out of my shop some. So I've got particles and things that are floating in the air and so on, and I don't want that on my car, so I run a cover knowing what Roy says is very true. The other thing I actually do in some cases, depending upon where that car sits, is I will put even another layer of protection on the car. For example, I'll throw a car cover on and then throw an old quilt or an old comforter or an old whatever on top of it. That way, if just by accident something gets set on the car, you've just got that other layer of padding there that is not going to be. Now, I've always envied those guys that have these garages where the floor is all epoxy and they've got all the cars backed yeah. in and it looks like a museum. And yeah, if you've got that and you've got that ability, sure, go without a car cover. I'd tell you all day
yes.
long it's not a big issue.
Exactly.
In my world where there's traffic and things around the car, I'll put up with some of the micro scratches to avoid the big scratches from somebody, you know, just getting mm-hmm. too close to the car,
exactly.
walking too close, things like that, where at least that cover's giving, in my case, that extra layer of protection because I've got a working shop, mm-hmm. quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense, yeah.
But I understand everything you're fully mm-hmm. saying, and I would love to have that.
Yeah, and it depends on the quality of the car cover.
Well, that's
you
true,
know what I mean?
Too.
That depends because sometimes those car covers, for me, they're like dust collectors.
They are.
You know what I mean?
No, they are. I mean, some yeah. very much are. And to Roy's point, there are probably, I don't think I'm exaggerating here, half a dozen or more types of car covers that you can buy to put on the car depending upon what it is. Mm-hmm. Some are good for outside, which I'm not a huge guy on doing car covers on the outside because the wind's going to blow and you're actually going to get more of what Roy just talked about.
It's going to get trapped in there.
Yeah, you're getting stuff up underneath. And so on the same token, if you're in an area where maybe you've got a carport, you want to put a car cover on it because you've got animals and things that could get on the mm-hmm. car and walk around and so on, well, it's a trade-off. I mean, every one of these we're talking about becomes a trade-off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And I can't give you guys a blanket statement on what to do or not do because I don't know your exact circumstance. You have to look at that and know what you're doing and the trade-offs of, for example, car sits outside, but you've got cats and other things that may be getting on and off of the car, so you may want to cover it. To Dietz's point, you now end up with things that could actually come up under the cover. You just have to figure out what's your best trade-off when it comes to all of that. And along those lines, also know that if you're doing that and you've got a car that's sitting outside and you're covering it, that's a different car cover than what you would put inside.
Yeah.
Those are completely different car covers than what you would have on the inside where you're just putting sort of a mini blanket, I guess you could say, Roy, over the car. So and they make car covers that are super, super inexpensive. And they make them that are super expensive. And what I will tell you is you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Yep.
Same thing with the ceramic coating.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we can come back and talk a little bit about as well, because the ceramic coating is I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day, Roy. They're not all created equal. Is that the best way for me to say that on ceramic coating?
Yeah. It's kind of like prescription drugs. You know, you got your painkillers that you can buy at Walmart, like Tylenol, ibuprofen, and then you got your prescription drugs that you have to get a prescription from a doctor to be able to get.
Right. The concentration, what it's actually doing, the effectiveness, mm-hmm. all of that's changing from one level to another. They're not one and the same. Yeah, and that's a good one. We'll come back and talk about that because I think for a lot of you that are out there listening, you'll even see some quote-unquote self-branded ceramic coatings and some things like that. I would be really careful where you don't know all the chemical makeup of what's in that actual coating, and you're just looking at a bottle that has a label on it that says ceramic coating, I would be really leery of some of that because you have no idea what's inside of that. And the other thing we'll talk about, guys, when we come back is the self-application of ceramic coating. It's not as easy as it looks. Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And it also depends on the ceramic coating that you're getting.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll come back and talk about that. Questions, by the way, we've got answers, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA quick struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA quick struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Your next oil change could change the life of your vehicle forever. If you think that's a tall order, maybe you've been getting the wrong oil change. A BG Performance Oil Change
BG
comes with a lifetime of engine and fuel system coverage. And something else, peace of mind. Where do you find it? Find a shop in your neighborhood at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Because an oil change that offers a lifetime of peace of mind is a change worth making.
BG.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Your local Napa Auto Care Center is independently owned, operates by a written code of ethics, and provides service you can trust. Put your vehicle in the care of ASC-certified technicians in your neighborhood. They're backed by Napa. Quality parts, national warranties, that's Napa know-how. Your Napa Auto Care Center might just be the treated me fairly, I love those guys place you've been looking for your vehicle. Find a location at NapaOnline.com.
Napa know-how!
If you're looking for great quality eye care, look no further than Stack Optical. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, Alan Stack has been taking care of our optical needs. At Stack Optical, they handle all of your eyewear needs with glasses, prescription glasses, shooting glasses, sunglasses, contacts, eyeglass repairs, and yes, even eye exams. And those eye exams are only $69. And if you've been told you've got a complicated prescription, that's just one of the specialties at Stack Optical. At Stack Optical, they have their own on-site lab, and in most cases, you can have your new glasses in just 2 to 3 days. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, free and up-close parking. Call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or visit stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
All right, we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Thank you all for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Myself, Roy, and Dietza from ProTec Auto Shield with us again today. And whether it's ceramic coating, clear bra, paint protection film, one thing I haven't talked a lot about with them, but I should, is some of you that are looking for, you know, wraps, graphics, whether you're wanting to change the color of the car or put your business name on the car or whatever the case may be, car, van, truck, whatever, they can do all of that. They've got the entire machinery and everything needed to actually print everything out, even help you with some logo design if need be. Roy's got a guy that can help him with all of that end of things. So even if you just have a thought on how you want the vehicle to look, they can help you with that. And as a side note, I've been paying more attention to this. Roy and I had a conversation about this a few weeks ago. There is a correct way to do all of the logoing and wrapping of your vehicle, and there's an incorrect way to do all the logoing and wrapping on your vehicle. For example, you've got your phone number. A lot of places will not even pay a lick of attention to where the door openings are, or where the door meets the fender, or where the sliding door on the van is, and they just sort of lay the wrap on and away you go. Well, what if, for example, the door is open? What happens to the phone number?
Yeah.
Does it get eliminated?
Is it half the phone number?
I mean, there's all sorts of things that you really need to factor in when you're doing some of these advertisements and wraps and so on that I will tell you, I don't feel like the average person actually, you know, the average graphics person really takes into account. They just look, I've got this much real estate on the side of the car, and I'm going to put these things here because it looks the best on canvas. Well, yeah, but what about this opening? What about this crack? You know,
the handle.
The door, is the door handle running into the phone number? You know, things along those lines. And these are things that you really need to pay close attention to that I will tell you that non-car people aren't paying attention to. That graphic designer that doesn't know cars, frankly, doesn't care.
Yeah, because a graphic designer, you know, is designing on a flat screen.
Correct.
And when you're installing it, you're installing it in curves, you're installing in grooves, you're installing in
around
fenders,
mirrors, around handles, around all sorts of stuff.
Exactly.
So those things all need to be considered, and that's where ProTech and the folks there will consider all of those things in building the wrap and the logoing and so on for your truck, your trailer, whatever it happens to be, that quite frankly, not everybody else does. And if you don't believe me on this, look at some of the vehicles you see running around that are wrapped. And look at where some of those things I just mentioned are in relation to their advertisement and tell me whether a car person or not did that. You can typically look pretty quickly at how that was done and did they factor all the things that I just mentioned into that. We'll talk ceramic coatings in a moment as well. Bill, though, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Hey, can my 2021 run ethanol free?
Sure.
Have you tried it?
I don't shop for ethanol free. I have occasionally. If it's there, I'll use it, but I don't seek it out. But no, there's nothing wrong with using ethanol free at all in any vehicle, Bill.
The only reason I ask is because you know, there's that Maverick on Colfax that I'm gonna go buy some for my lawnmower stuff. I was wondering if I threw some in the tank of my Colorado, if it would hurt it at all.
No, wouldn't bother at all.
It should run a little stronger, right?
Actually, it may not. People have a misconception there. The ethanol, actually being alcohol, actually has I don't want to get into all of the details, but for layman's terms, actually has more potency to it, and it's actually how they get some of their octane ratings. The ethanol actually is more potent. For example, E85 vehicles will actually perform and run better than that same vehicle on just straight pump gas. So, no, Bill, it's not necessarily that you're going to get any better performance. The fuel economy might increase because the ethanol doesn't have the same power concentration. I'm trying to use layman's terms here, but it actually doesn't have as much potency to it without the ethanol. So you might, but the ethanol takes more to burn to get that same potency. So your fuel economy typically will go up with non-ethanol.
Right, because I tried that, but I think it was around 2005 when I had a new Dodge Magnum. I put the Sunoco race fuel over there on Ralston Road over there.
Right.
You know, that gas station over there, that tank farm. And it didn't run no different, but I got better gas mileage.
There you go.
I think it was about 5 miles to the gallon, if I remember.
In some cases, it can be, you know, 30% or so. So, no, that could very well be, Bill.
Okay, just checking. I didn't want to do it if it would hurt it.
No, you're not going to hurt it at all.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Bill. I appreciate that very much. And okay, ceramic coatings. We were talking about this prior to going to the last break and the differences in. So I don't care which one of you, just take it away. What's the difference in ceramic coatings, and why do you need to pay attention to certain brands? Maybe that's a better way to say it when it comes to ceramic coating.
So the difference in the different brands of ceramic coating is usually the concentration of ceramic that's actually in the bottle. Usually the ones that you buy at Walmart or AutoZone are very, very low concentration, so they're a lot easier to install.
Okay.
The higher the concentration of the ceramic, it's going to be harder to install. It's going to be, more thick.
Okay.
When you're installing.
And let's back up for a moment as well. And I know it varies from product to product, kind of where we're going with this, but let's back up for a moment and what's in ceramic coating and where some of those variations can come into play. Because I know we've covered some of this in the past, but there's people listening new each time. What is ceramic coating?
There's different ceramic coatings. The usual, what you usually get is silicone, like the silica. That's what makes it really slick. The one that we use also has titanium, which is what makes it harder.
Okay.
Now, depending on what you're going for in the ceramic coating, that's where all the formulations differ. So the silica makes it very hydrophobic and very, very shiny, which is usually what we end with on the top coat. The 9H has a higher concentration of titanium, which is what gives it that strength. But it's not as shiny as the higher silica-based.
Okay.
So that's actually why I really like the Ceramic Pro line, because they have different formulations for different applications.
Okay.
So we start on a regular Civil package, which is what we did for your vehicles. It has the base layer of the 9H, which is what gives you that strength. And then we end with a top coat, which is what gives you that shine and hydrophobic, sleek, that show car look.
So when somebody's, well, also backing up, the consumer grade ceramic coatings, A, don't take the same technique. They're not applied the same way. It's not one the same as to what you guys are doing in the shop, correct?
Correct.
They're not. They're just two different, even though they may say ceramic, we're talking literally, to your point earlier, taking a bare aspirin versus going and getting a prescription painkiller. It's like literally night and day, right?
Night and day.
Okay, so I want to make sure that we're clear on this. So those of you that are like, well, no, I can do it myself. Well, no, you can't. The other side of this, too, that we probably should talk about to let everybody know why you can't is just the whole prepping side of getting the paint and the vehicle ready is not even one and the same, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so prepping for ceramic, what's involved in that? Go ahead, Roy.
So first of all, we thoroughly wash the car really nice, and then we clay bar it.
Which is what? Let's explain again. For people listening that maybe don't know what that is, what's a clay bar?
A clay bar, it could be like a foam or something,
clay.
Clay.
It's
and then
it's
you
a
go
particular
through,
type of clay.
Yeah, you spray soppy water on the surface of the vehicle, and then you start rubbing it.
For all of you listening, it's almost, think of it this way. This is probably how I would explain it. Think of the clay bar, being like the finest type of sandpaper you could have that's not going to scratch the car but will still pick up all of the bumps and debris and junk that's
everything
on the paint that all of the things you did to wash the paint wouldn't get rid of.
Yes.
Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes. Now, what I will say, though, the clay bar, it is picking up all that stuff, and that stuff can scratch the car as you're...
Correct.
So you're putting a little micro scratches on the paint.
It still
by doing
has
the
to
clay.
Be corrected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, and exactly. So after the clay,
getting all of the kind of the major imperfections. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by imperfections is, you know, you may have a bump in the paint. You may have a little imperfection in the paint. You may have a bug tar even that has not come off with some of the washing and so on. The clay bar is going to take all that off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
Still leaving some of the other imperfections that are in the paint there.
And then it comes the paint correction
with
the polisher, buffer, compounds, and all that. So, and then we'll leave the paint really nice and shiny, prepping everything.
So you've actually gone through the paint correction, which is, for a lot of you listening, you use some minor compounds, major compounds, depending upon the surface of the paint, what needs done, what you're trying to get rid of, and so on. Maybe you've got a little touch-up spot that you're trying to get a little bit more perfect. And then you're actually using a polishing compound lastly, so you're getting all of that other, because every one of these steps,
so it depends on the color
to the compound, so on, is leaving minor imperfections, right?
So it depends on the color and the conditions of the paint. So we do 1, 2, 3 steps using compound, glaze.
Sometimes age also might come into play as well, how old the paint is, right? Yeah, whether it's set inside, outside, all that comes into play also, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the age of the vehicle and all that.
So and now we've got it all nice, slick, ready to go. That's when the ceramic.
Well, before the ceramic, we use another product called Sprep.
Prepping agent.
Yeah. So we remove all the oils and what from the compound and all that.
So that almost way, like you're getting ready to, because really in a way, you're putting another layer on the paint. This is what a collision center would do in painting a car before they would actually apply any kind of paint. Mm-hmm. They're doing that same thing, right? Because your finger has oil.
But yeah, you want to leave it completely
bare. Most people forget
that,
but yeah, you're anytime you touch the vehicle, that's why if you touch a vehicle and you'll notice there's dust prints more so where your handprint was than anywhere else. It's because you've left oil behind from your hand.
So before the ceramic coating, you have to leave the paint naked.
Okay.
I'm going to put it that way.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
No so oils, that, no that nothing, way, everything
yeah,
off.
Nothing. So that way the ceramic coating will bond to the paint.
Makes sense. All right. We're going to take a timeout. We've got a lot more to talk about. Second half of the show, we got a review coming up as well. Do we not, Charlie? Is that in this segment? Okay. So we got a review coming up that Richard and I did on Monday. Stay tuned. That's next. We'll be back right after all of this here. Bottom of the hour break. Drive Radio KLZ 560. We have got a car review to do right now that Richard, I've driven these. You've driven these 2024 Prius Prime SE. And I've said it many, many times, you have as well. Toyota's the leader in the hybrid world, and this car, really for them, not this car, but the Prius started it all for them.
Well, I was going to say, yes. So this is the Prius, folks, that you've maybe come to love or hate, depending on your opinion of things. This is the Prius, Dad, that, like you said, sort of started it all, but then it also, they've added a flair to it. They've changed the look. It looks different, so if you haven't checked one out recently, I encourage you to do so. But this is the Prime Edition, Dad, which this is not a Dion. You know, Coach Prime, or maybe they should get him to do that. This is their plug-in hybrid version of it, right, Dad? Okay. This is, you can plug in, get, I think it's, 37 to 40 miles or so worth of range out of it. But it charges really fast. I will say that. I was able to actually charge it up each night, honestly, only after about 4 or 5 hours on, kind of that level 2 charger.
Right.
That a lot of people have in their house. And so that part worked great. Outside of that, this is the most bare-bones Prius Prime you can get. This is the SE trim level, which is good and bad, right? Good for price point, about $34,000, $35,000 for this car. And obviously, and mind you, Dad, for most people, that 40 miles of range is going to get them to work and back or to school, wherever it is, pretty much on the daily, right?
Right.
People's commute is about 50 miles or so on average. And so you may actually not have to go to the gas station a lot. The downside is you lose some of the creature comforts. But there's other higher trim levels. You could step up to the XSE or the XSE Premium and get some of those different things. The Prime version, the plug-in, is front-wheel drive only. But if you do get just a normal Prius, you don't want to have the plug-in optionality. You can get that as an all-wheel drive as optional, which is really, really nice. But overall, Dad, it's just something that you've sort of come to either love or hate. We're not going to change your opinion on it. But for me and for you, it's a very, very functional car for what it does.
Absolutely.
And it's not super flashy, but it works. It gets the job done. I will say that the EV, the battery-only mode worked really, really well. Is it going to win any races against some of the other EVs onlys that are on the road or even some of these other, sort of more performance-based? No, but again, that's not what the intention is, right? This car, even when it's in hybrid mode, is going to do upwards of 50 miles per gallon, which is just phenomenal. And again, in today's day and age, Dad, where prices, especially at the pump, are constantly monitored, but not only by us, but by a lot of other people, I think it's something that people pay attention to. So overall, I was really pleased with it. I enjoy this vehicle. But again, you've driven this vehicle, not necessarily this one, but in years past, and you've surprisingly liked it.
Actually, they do. As far as versatility goes, you can't really knock the vehicle. Toyota did a really great job of making the vehicle extremely versatile. And what do I mean by that? The way the hatch works, the way you can load things in the back, the second seat folds down. Richard, as you know, it's actually a very, very vehicle. And what's funny is on Drive Radio on Saturdays, I've actually got several listeners that own one that will validate everything you and I are talking about. It may not be the sexiest, flashiest vehicle on the road, but when it comes to getting from A to B and doing it in a pretty economical way, actually a very economical way, it's really a hard car to beat. And keep in mind, Richard, there are some of these cars out there running around with upwards of 300,000 plus miles on them that are still running and working, and people buy these things used on a routine basis. I mean, is this a car that stands the test of time? Absolutely it does.
1,000%. And I think it's something that most people will not really, well, again, I don't know if a lot of people will give it a time of day, and this just goes for anyone because it's a lot of previous, you know, a lot of preconceived notion. I encourage you, check this out, folks, especially if you haven't seen the redesign that they did. I think it was last year, Dad, where they
very much better, much better looking car than it used to be.
It is. It's much sleeker. It's still a little boxy, but not super boxy. A lot. If you again, honestly, I've got several comments about, wow, I didn't know what car that was. That's a Prius. Okay. In terms of the technology, Dad, and how it works between the, you know, the regenerative braking, and you can put it into the, you know, the B mode, right, where it brakes right. A little bit harder for you. It's just Toyota's been doing it so long that if you're like, okay, I'm ready for a hybrid, or I'm actually ready for the plug-in variety, a lot of these companies are charging a premium for plug-ins. And in this case, you can get a car, Dad, in the mid-30s
True.
That will do everything that you want it to do. And here in Colorado, we'll get you through probably 90% of our snowstorms here,
yep.
Being front-wheel drive.
And front-wheel drive and heavy. Really, I talked about this past Saturday a little bit, Richard. These particular cars in general, that car weighs about 3,600 pounds. You put the right tires on that car, it's pretty much a snow machine. Go wherever you want.
Exactly. And again, and especially here, and folks, I can say, again, I encourage you, actually test your commute one day. Put in your trip monitor, whatever it is, and just see. I think you'd be surprised at kind of where you go. And in this case, I honestly, Dad, I didn't have this car drop below 3/4 of a tank the entire week. So I could almost go a month
there you go.
On my drive
there you go.
Without feeling up. So I encourage folks, get out, test drive this vehicle. Especially if you haven't seen a Prius Prime lately, I encourage you to do that. Get your friends in it. Get your family in it, because it can fit that, even though we didn't touch on it. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
Napa know-how!
Something really cool happened in 1975. And no, it wasn't the beginning of the disco era. Congress passed the Magnuson-Moss Act. You don't have to take your vehicle back to your dealer to keep your vehicle manufacturer's warranty in effect. Our Napa Auto Care Center uses the proper replacement parts and procedures to keep that warranty valid. Visit our independently owned Napa Auto Care Center today. Find a store at NapaOnline.com.
Napa know-how!
You're driving down the road and out of nowhere comes a bang. A huge rock just hit your windshield and now you have a star in your windshield. Did you know that chip can be fixed? But who is the best? Who has the best resins that keep developing them to work with the newest windshields? That would be Novus Autoglass. Novus, which is the Latin word for innovate, invented windshield repair in 1972, and it still leads the industry in cutting-edge technology, backed by more patents than any other repair and replacement company. While other glass repair services offer limited warranties, or worse, none at all, you can trust the original Novus pros to stand behind their work with a full refund that you can use towards a windshield replacement for the life of your windshield. Find a Novus location near you by going to any of our websites, ready-radio.com, drive-radio.com, or fixitradio.com. Just click on the Novus link. That's Novus Autoglass.
You are responsible for making sure that you are properly insured, but you're not alone. While Paul Leuenberger believes in personal accountability, he wants to make sure he's setting you up for success as your home and auto insurance agent. Paul will teach you about how you can save money on your premium while being fully covered in case of a loss. Your insurance should be for emergencies, not petty cosmetic issues. Insurance is not a coupon, your bank account, or for maintenance. Paul Leuenberger will tell you that your insurance is for emergencies. And when you work with Paul, you'll be rewarded for your diligence. Ask him about their incentivizing rebate program. Take a higher deductible and take responsibility. It's just one of the ways they can afford to keep their rates low. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for your insurance coverage. Call Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance now at 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789.
Attention Fort Collins drivers. Are you tired of worrying about your car troubles? Look no further. Introducing Alltech Automotive, your trusted automotive repair shop right here in the heart of Fort Collins. At Alltech Automotive, we understand the importance of keeping your vehicle running smoothly. Our team of certified technicians is dedicated to providing top-notch service, whether it's routine maintenance or major repairs. From oil changes to brake repairs, transmission services to tire rotations, we've got you covered. We use state-of-the-art equipment and the latest diagnostic tools to ensure accurate and efficient service every time. But don't just take our word for it. Our satisfied customers rave about our friendly staff, honest pricing, and quick turnaround times. We treat every car as if it were our own, because we know how important your vehicle is to you. So why wait? Call Alltech Automotive today at 970-224-9718 to schedule your next service appointment. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your first visit. Let us take the stress out of auto repair so you can get back on the road with confidence. Alltech Automotive, where quality and customer service come first.
So there we go. A little car song for you. That's the question of the day. Favorite car song, 303-477-5600. Text line 307-200-8222. All right, got a question that came in that said, hey, Chevy Suburban, new one, 2023. What's the cost for ceramic coating? Now, what I will say is, and I answered this specifically for this customer, but what I will, or for this listener, but what I will say is, it's really, really hard to price things over the phone, folks. I don't care who it is, what it is. I say the same thing to all of the shops that I coach that do auto repair. Until you actually see the vehicle, see what you're getting into, how bad are some of the scratches, how much paint correction is going to have to be done, and so on, it's impossible to quote anything over the phone. So really, they need to look at the vehicle and know pictures are not good enough, because pictures, as we all know, can hide a lot of things. Lighting can hide a lot of things. By the way, some lighting brings every imperfection in the car out. Other lighting hides it. Fluorescent lighting, for example. The old fluorescent lighting we used to have in shops, we now use LED and things like that. But the old fluorescent tube lightings were the worst thing to actually ever look at paint under, because it showed every single imperfection that was in the paint. Now, if you wanted the car to look really good, it was a great light to use because it literally showed everything. And if you could make it look good under fluorescent lighting, you could make it look good anywhere. Outside, inside, period. Now, with LED lighting, a lot of that has changed, but reality is, bring the vehicle to them. They will then give you the exact quote of what it takes to get that particular vehicle paint corrected, handled. You may even have, this is the other thing you need to be looking at, does it have some paintless dent removal that needs done? Do you have a minor ding someplace? They've got the ability to take those out during this process, and some of you may say, well, no, it's clean. There's no dents. Well, I took a truck to them yesterday. Mm-hmm. That belongs to my dad. We're doing some kind of restoration work, I guess you could say, on it and so on. And I thought we just had two or three little dings until we started looking a lot closer. And there's not two or three. There's probably a dozen that we need to take care of. So, Roy, what I'm getting at is you may think that it doesn't need much, but once you get it there and really start examining it and really looking closely, and as you're even paint correcting, you'll find some imperfections that may have not been seen naturally that are now there. And those things should be taken care of at that time. That's where you guys can't price it until you see the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. So we love to see. Yeah, exactly. Too many things here and there. But we love to see the car, the vehicle, at our shop, and probably it needs like a maybe one step paint correction.
Could be.
Or maybe three step paint correction.
Could be.
And that's all time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And consuming whatever.
Absolutely. No. So mm-hmm. on all fronts. And I say this all the time, even if you're just looking for general repair work. If somebody prices you something over the phone, one of two things is going to happen. They're either lying on the front side and they'll never honor that price. Or two, they'll try to change the price once they actually get the vehicle in. Or I guess there is a third option. They'll just sell it at whatever they told you it was going to be, and if they lose money, they lose money, which, by the way, means they won't stay in business very long because you can't do business that way. So one of those three things will happen if somebody prices something to you over the phone. This is, you know, this is not like selling other standardized services. When you get into the automotive world with all the variables that come into a particular vehicle, there really isn't any standardized services other than maybe you have a white vehicle, you drove it off of the lot over to Roy and Dietze, you want it ceramic coated. Yeah, that one's kind of easy because it's white, it's easy to paint correct. You're not going to have too many imperfections coming right from the dealership to you. That one's pretty easy to standardize. Outside of that, it's really hard to standardize a pricing on any level. And if somebody is, without seeing your vehicle first, they're lying. Or they have a bad business model, one of the two. I don't know how else to say it, guys. It's that simple. Because you've got too many other things coming into play.
No, even new cars. I mean, when they drive it from the dealership to our shop, I mean, we find things. You know what I mean? There's not that they're not perfect.
Oh, no.
And I'm telling you, one time we were working in a Ferrari. And the guy brought it to our shop, and we started looking at the paint job and everything. And sand scratches all around the vehicle.
Yeah.
Sand scratches all around the vehicle. So okay. We had to correct that.
Right.
Before applying the ceramic coating.
Otherwise, it just magnifies all of that, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Guys, I know it's a quick break here, but I want to come back, give you a full segment. We had the review, so that took a little bit longer. I've got a few text messages. I'll answer those here through the break, or I'll mention them on air either way. Question of the day, favorite car song or songs about a car. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Are you ready to revolutionize your ride? Look no further than Legacy Automotive, your one-stop destination for all your automotive needs. We're here to take your driving experience to the next level, whether you're an eco warrior or a diesel enthusiast. Are you the proud owner of an electric vehicle or hybrid? Legacy Automotive is your go-to expert for top-notch EV and hybrid service. Our team of certified technicians is well-versed in the intricacies of these cutting-edge vehicles. But that's not all. Legacy Automotive offers a range of services for all types of vehicles. From oil changes to brake repairs, tire rotations to transmission maintenance, we're here to ensure your ride performs at its peak. Our state-of-the-art facility is equipped with the latest diagnostic tools, so you can trust our experts to accurately diagnose and fix any issue. And did we mention our commitment to customer satisfaction? At Legacy Automotive, we pride ourselves on delivering a 5-star experience. From the moment you step through our doors, our friendly staff will greet you with a smile and provide personalized attention. We believe in transparency and integrity, so you'll always know what services you need and why. Your satisfaction is our driving force. So why wait? Experience the Legacy Automotive difference today. Just go to legacyautoboulder.com to book an appointment. Whether you're an EV enthusiast, a hybrid aficionado, or a diesel devotee, we're here to keep you on the road with confidence. Legacy Automotive, where expertise meets excellence.
Most oil changes are the same. Old oil out, new filter, new oil in. It's a routine, a chore on the to-do list. What if your oil change wasn't the same as the rest? What if it was life-changing?
BG.
A BG oil change can change your life because it comes with free lifetime protection for your engine and fuel system, which means a lifetime of peace of mind for you. Find a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG.
The friendly folks at your local Napa Auto Care Center appreciate their customers, and they like to show it. Stop by your Napa Auto Care Center today and ask for your customer loyalty card. It has a valuable offer you can use again and again. It's their way of thanking you again and again for your business and loyalty. Find your nearest store at NapaOnline.com.
Napa Know How.
Have you ever thought about owning a classic car, hot rod, older truck, or an out-of-the-norm vehicle? Worldwide Vintage Autos is the place to go for all your vintage car and truck needs. With over 80,000 square feet of indoor showroom and warehouse space, they make the shopping experience easy. Every vehicle they sell is checked out by their own staff and is verified as a roadworthy vehicle, and this includes consignment vehicles. When you buy a vehicle from Worldwide, it's a vehicle you can safely drive home. They sell over 1,200 vehicles a year, and most of their inventory comes from people like you and me. If you want to eliminate the hassle of selling your vintage or unique vehicle, give them a call today. By the way, sign up today for the VIP list. They'll give you updates on all their new inventory that the general public doesn't see yet, and it's at a discounted price. Worldwide Vintage Autos. Don't let the name fool you. They sell worldwide, but their showroom is right here in Denver. Find them today at worldwidevintageautos.com or call 877-378-4679 and make sure you tell them John Rush from Drive Radio sent you.
Are you tired of feeling like just another number at the auto repair shop? At Accountable Auto, they believe in personalized service tailored to your needs. Picture this. You're cruising with confidence down the road in your hybrid or electric vehicle, knowing it's been EV and hybrid certified by the experts at Accountable Auto. When your air conditioning starts acting up, don't sweat it. They specialize in repairs, including the new R1234YF refrigerant systems. Oops, slid into a curb? No problem. Their team is here to swiftly tackle steering and suspension repairs, getting you back on the road fast. Dashboard lights giving you a headache? Their skilled technicians can diagnose the issue in a flash, saving you time and money by replacing only what's needed. Plus, Accountable Auto understands convenience. That's why they offer not one, not two, but three courtesy cars to keep you moving while they take care of yours. And don't just take their word for it. Check out their stellar Google reviews. They've got more satisfied customers than you can count, setting them apart as the go-to shop in the North Denver area. So why settle for anything less? Trust the experts at Accountable Auto. Visit aacare.net or call 303-460-9969 to schedule your appointment today. Accountable Auto, where accountability drives excellence.
All right, another car song. Highway Star is that one. Charlie's playing for us. Deep Purple. Thank you, Conrad, for that one as well, by the way. All right, somebody also texted. Hey, to your point, I didn't notice a dent in my 2024 GMC until I washed it in my garage under natural lighting coming through the open overhead door and my overhead LED lights on. Outside, that dent could not be seen. So, great example of where you may think the car is perfect, but it may not be. So yeah. That's where you guys at ProTech look at the vehicle and really get things dialed in to determine exactly what's up. Somebody asked me, too, would I explain E85 gasoline? Yes, E85 is 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline, and the only reason why they put 15% gasoline in it is so you don't drink it. Literally. Because 100% ethanol is grain alcohol, meaning you could drink it. Then it would not be pumped and done. You get where this is going. It becomes even controlled completely differently than gasoline. So, yeah, the only reason they put that 15% content in, it's not any kind of a stabilization or anything along those lines. It's simply for the fact that if it was 100% ethanol, it's grain alcohol, it's moonshine. And you could drink it at that point if you wanted to. Does that make sense? So that's why it's E85. 15% gasoline, 85% ethanol. And otherwise, you could drink it and it would be a completely different substance. So, yes, to burn it in our vehicles, they put that 15% in to get by all sorts of other. And who came up with that? Why it's not 5%, 10%? I have no idea. That one, I'm not a chemist. I don't understand or have any idea why it's 15%. I'm sure somebody out there listening knows why. If you want to text me or tell me why, I can explain that on air. But I have no idea where the 15% number came from. I just know that they put a certain amount of gasoline in it so that it's not drinkable. Because alcohol, as we all know, is drinkable. People drink all the time. So anyways, that's the answer to that one. So thank you for the question, by the way. Gary in Denver, you're next. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, John.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, that was fast. Got a question for you.
Yes.
I used to always track my miles per gallon by always filling up my tank. And then, you know, when you fill it up next, you see how many gallons you have and you divide it into...
Right. So by hand.
If you do not fill up your tank Are the gauges that are on your dashboard accurate?
Pretty close. They are much, much better than they used to be, Gary, at knowing what that proper level is and knowing how much you've used to the next fuel stop. I mean, in other words, it just knows how much fuel you're drinking, quote-unquote, would be the better way to say that. They do some of that off of the level. In some ways, they just know, they know metering how much you're actually putting through the injectors. They've got a way to measure all of the flow going through the system is how they also do that.
Oh, wow. All right. And I wanted to ask you, did you see where, I think it's Tesla has stopped, shut down their EV charging station?
I did see some of that. I can't remember if it was this last week or the week prior, but yeah, and then they've also laid off some people because of EV sales being down and so on, and they're not the only one going through some of that, Gary, as you know.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Right, well, and you know my feelings on that, Gary. I feel like EV charging stations should be put in very much like back in the day when we did gas stations. The free market should dictate that. The free market should, you know, be the ones paying for that. People should be reselling that and doing it in that manner, and they should be putting them up just like we did gas stations back in the day.
Yeah, I tell you what, whatever happens in the presidential election is going to have a big impact if Trump gets in.
Sure will. Absolutely.
About those 500 stations or however many or 500,000 stations they were going to put in nationwide.
Right. Right. No, it will. And I'm one where I would rather see my tax dollars going and doing other things, i.e. even paying down our debt. I feel like the free market needs to be putting in charge stations, not I as a taxpayer. Even though I own an EV, I don't feel like that's your responsibility, Gary, to put that in for me.
Hey, you know, John, I listen to your shows during the week, and sometimes you talk about financial stuff.
Yes.
And I know you've been talking about interest rates and
yes.
You know, when the Fed's going to
yes.
happen and all that.
I wish I had a crystal ball, Gary.
Yeah, but you know what? One great thing over the last year is you can get really good rates on treasuries. You can get like
true.
Over 5%.
Very true. No. Good point. Those individuals that have a retirement, they're relying off those rates for income and so on. No, Gary, not a better time than right now. 100% correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks,
Gary,
John.
Thank you, by the way. Great and great tip, by the way. No, Gary is spot on that. Wayne in Castle Rock, go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, John?
Good.
Good. Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
On my Lexus GS350, it's a 2010 model.
Okay.
And my wife and I met for dinner. She was on her way home from work, as was I. And we went in to have dinner, and as we came out, her left rear tire was flat. Huh. So she rode home with me, and then we went back the next day to get the car. And, of course, it's Saturday, and it's snowing slush balls, and I'm trying to put the spare tire on it. It got completely soaked. But took it down to a discount tire to have the flat repaired. Didn't even look at the tire hardly. And they pulled me aside, and they showed me that the inside of the tire was worn all the way down. And that's where it sprung a leak.
Okay.
And the tires have about 25,000 miles on them. And I've had it aligned, number one, when I bought the tires, and then again about a year later. And so discount said that the problem was that the car needed an alignment. So they replaced that one tire that had worn out, but I had to buy three more since it's an all-wheel drive
Correct.
Vehicle.
Correct.
So put a new set of tires on it, and the only place that I could find in town that was available to do an alignment was Brakes Plus, and actually Discount Tire recommended them.
Okay.
So I made an appointment, took it in to get it aligned, and they looked at it, and they put it on their machine, and they said, well, the back wheels are aligned correctly. You have a little bit of a problem on the fronts, but we can take care of that easily enough. But then they said that I had a blown strut in the left front.
Okay.
Which I didn't notice in the feel of the driving of the car, but I don't drive it often. This is my wife's car. But anyhow, I drove it home, and they said that's why it wore out the left rear tire, because of the leaking left front strut.
No.
That didn't make sense to me either.
No. That's bogus.
Okay. I had a feeling it was, but I wanted to pass it by you.
And on that car, Wayne, knowing how well Gino is at alignments and all of that, and it's one of their specialties, I would have them look at all of that.
Okay. I'm going to put a new set of struts on the front.
Okay. I mean,
the one on the left front is leaking, not significantly, but enough to notice
it. Sure, understand.
The right one's dry, but I know you need
to do them in pairs. Absolutely.
So I'm going to put new struts on the front. Do you have a brand preference? I've been kind of looking at the KYBs.
KYB's a good, yeah, for that car, they would be fine. Even Napa's high-end struts would be fine also. Either one, depending upon what you can do price-wise and availability, are fine, Wayne.
Okay. Do I have to have it realigned after putting the new struts?
Yes, absolutely.
Darn it.
Absolutely.
I had a feeling.
And no offense, aligned by somebody that understands how everything works, because the comments those other guys made would lead me to believe they don't either.
Well, they also told me I had it in the shop, I asked them to check the left front brake because they were getting some noise. And they said that the left front brake was, that one of the pads was down to metal on metal. And once again, I don't drive this car often, so I just noticed it when I was driving it to Discount Tire. And they said you need to replace the calipers because the pins are frozen.
Yeah.
Well, I pulled the front wheel off, and I looked at it and said, hang on, this doesn't have an alignment pins. This has pistons on both sides of the caliper.
Right.
So it's obvious that they're just
obvious they don't know
whatever money.
Wayne, well, with that, I'll let your old man talk to Geno's. Right. They'd be happy to straighten y'all out once you get those struts replaced. Jeff in Montana, hang tight. We'll come right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Still haven't had enough? Go to drive-radio.com. Email your questions and comments. Download previous programs and find lots of useful information, including your nearest Colorado Select Auto Care Center. That's drive-radio.com. Thanks for listening to Drive Radio, sponsored by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers on KLZ 560.